You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Garlow to score and Watford to win was 9-1, enhanced to 11-1. And Zlatan Ibrahimovic to score and Manchester United to win was 7-5. It's now 7-4. Derek, Manchester United have won the last 10 meetings between the two sides, a run that goes way back to 1986. That was 2 months before Sir Alex Ferguson was appointed manager of the club. But they come into this game having to deal with that Derby Day loss against Manchester City last weekend. And Jose Mourinho, openly critical of his players after that defeat, Derek. He's the sort of manager where if it goes right, he's the man and it's all about him and his tactics. But when it goes wrong, the players are to blame.
Yeah, well, him and 19 other Premier League managers, I always think, they're happy to take the praise when things are going their way. Not quite so happy when they get on that wrong end of a hiding, and it was a hiding. I thought City were in a different league to them last week, and that's going to affect Man United's confidence. Everything was hunky dory before then. Everybody was talking about the league title in their grasp. But I think they were given a wake-up call there. Let's not forget they were playing on Thursday night as well. I know it's going to be a different squad, a different team that lines up against Watford because they've got that kind of strength and depth. But it'll be interesting to see how United bounce back from that Derby Day defeat. And Watford should be flying after what they did against West Ham last week. I mean, they looked dead and buried at 2-0 down and came back and won convincingly. It was a tremendous second-half performance by them. And every game this season, they've scored a goal. They do look full of running. I can't back United at 1-2 because I think they're going to suffer a bit of a hangover from what happened last week. Watford just not quite big enough for me, even though their only two defeats this season have come against teams you'd expect them to lose against. I think it was Chelsea. Was it Chelsea and Arsenal?
Yeah, that's it.
You might put Man United in that bracket too. I think the safest bet here, I'm going to take a leap from Tom's when he's not 100% sure what game to go for, what who's going to win the game. I'm going to go for over 2.5 goals at 10-11. Actually, you know what I might do? I might go out over 3.5 at 9-4 because there's attacking intent in both of these two sides.
Yeah, I like that. Over 3.5 at 9-4 in the game for Derek. They have lost their last couple of games, Watford in the Premier League, as Derek mentioned, against Chelsea and Arsenal, but they will be on a high after the way they responded against West Ham last weekend, going two goals down in that game and winning the match 4-2. And I'm not convinced Jose Mourinho did the right thing calling out his players like he did after that Manchester derby, Tom.
No, I mean, particularly with what happened at Chelsea last year, Dave. I mean, I thought maybe brave, maybe stupid, maybe he knows exactly what he's doing, Jose Mourinho, but, you know, he got it badly wrong. He set up his team so poorly. I couldn't believe how bad he was, just in terms of keeping that sort of, you know, the pitch tight, making it small. I mean, Man City want a big pitch, don't they?
Yeah.
They want the pitch as big as possible. Pep Guardiola's side, that's exactly what they want. And he gave it to them. It was unbelievable. Maybe, you know, sometimes Mourinho thinks he's, I don't know whether he just thinks he's too clever sometimes for his own good. I don't know what his end game was going to be, you know, in that particular match. And you know, I think the players will be hurting a little bit, Manchester United, but it's exactly what I've written down here, over 3.5 goals in this one, because I don't know. I mean, Watford at 5-1, you might look at Man United last week and think, yeah, are they vulnerable? Are they going to be hurting from that one? But I can't necessarily trust this Watford side, who, yes, came back, you know, well against West Ham. You know, and I think Troy Deeney was talking about the West Ham players at 2-0 up doing sort of flicks and tricks, and that kind of inspired the Watford players to come back. But they will be right up for this one. But I can only see goals now. I told you Igalo and Deeney were going to come good. that is it now. They're off and running. So I just think there aren't many teams nowadays in the Premier League with two out and out strikers playing up top. You know, particularly with the kind of players that they are. You know, Deeney's a bulldozer. He's like a heavyweight boxer. And Igalo is that player who plays on the shoulder and he's always alive to chances in the penalty area. And the quality of Deeney's finish, last week was brilliant. And I just think Watford posed that different threat to maybe other sides, which is why they're scoring goals. But obviously, they have a vulnerability at the back. But I can't disagree with Derek. That's exactly what I was going to go for, over 3.5 goals in this one. I think there'll be plenty of them in this game because Manchester United have got lots of attacking threat, as we know. Didn't see it last week. But again, vulnerably defensively. And I think Watford will fancy the chance of scoring one, if not two, in the game.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.